This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. At least 17 people were killed, dozens wounded Friday in missile strikes on Ukraine's Odessa region. The news comes after NATO leaders wrapped up a summit in Madrid with President Joe Biden announcing $800 million in new weapons for Ukraine. Hours after the summit ended, missiles were fired at an apartment building and recreation center in the southern region of Odessa, a strategic flashpoint that is home to Ukraine's historic port city of the same name. The early Friday strikes came a day after Russian troops abandoned their position on Snake Island off the coast of Odessa. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that the pullout would limit Russian activities, but acknowledged it would not guarantee safety in the Black Sea area yet. The Kremlin portrayed the pullout from Snake Island as a goodwill gesture. Chinese President Xi Jinping concluded a two-day visit to Hong Kong as it marked the 25th anniversary of its return to Chinese rule after being pulled in recent years under much tighter Communist Party control. Acquire saying as Xi left from a high-speed rail station Friday, he had earlier officiated the swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. During the ceremony, Xi said Hong Kong's true democracy started after the city's handover to China from colonial Britain 25 years ago. And U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner is due to go on trial in Russia on Friday, today, on drug charges that could see her face up to 10 years in jail if convicted. Griner, a star of the U.S.-based Dublin Women's National Basketball Association, detained at a Moscow airport in February, she allegedly had a container of hashish oil, a substance illegal in the country. This is VOA News. Ketanji Brown Jackson is beginning her day as the first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court justice. She was sworn in Thursday to the nation's top judicial body. Jackson joins the court's liberal bloc at a time when its 6-3 conservative majority has been flexing its muscles in major rulings, including overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade landmark decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Jackson will participate in arguments and cases for the first time when the court's next term opens in October. Judges across the country are weighing in on whether the state constitutions allow abortions after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. We get more on that portion of the story from the AP's Mike Hempen.
A judge in Kentucky has temporarily blocked that state's nearly total ban on abortions. While in Florida, a judge says he'll temporarily stop a 15-week ban from taking effect. The rulings pause so-called trigger laws, which were designed to take effect after the high court ruled to end federal constitutional protections for abortions. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state will appeal. In other states, there have been disputes involving abortion bans that have been on the books for generations but never enforced. The flurry of activity has caused confusion and left patients and clinics scrambling. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel's parliament has dissolved itself to set up another election. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has the story.
The Knesset has voted to dissolve itself, marking the end of a year-old experimental coalition government and sending the country to the polls on November 1 for the fifth time in less than 4 years. Following the vote, Yair Lapid, Israel's foreign minister and architect of the outgoing coalition government, embraced Naftali Bennett, Israel's shortest-serving prime minister, before they swapped chairs. The government has collapsed just over a year after it was formed in a historic move that saw longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu ousted after 12 years in power by a coalition of ideologically diverse parties, the first to include an Arab faction. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ferdinand Boom Boom Marcos Jr., son of former dictator Ferdinand Marcos, became the 17th president of the Philippines Thursday, successfully fulfilling his family's mission to return to power 36 years after a people's uprising toppled his father. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.